We are, in just a few minutes, going to be hearing something really kind of special on the upload and catching up with the creator as well. So before I play The Weeknd, just to tease ahead to what's coming up in a few minutes' time.
Oh, I love this one. So it's music. It's Mice. It's called Mice on Mars. And it's from a very talented woman. So Liz Cotton has uploaded a very thought-provoking piece of music about mice. Yeah, you know, you wouldn't think thought-provoking and mice would be in the same sentence, but Liz has been writing comic songs for a long time, and she's also toured the folk circuit in the UK as well. So she's very kind of talented, done all that kind of music scene. She wrote this song about lockdown to make sense of it all, with it being an allegory about NHS workers, them being the mice. The song addresses questions about what is next for them. So it's, yeah, really kind of making you think. Liz has a great video for the song as well, as she worked with an illustrator to create beautiful pictures to accompany the lyrics, which she'll tell us all about. But yeah, right now, take it away, Liz Cotton.
She lived in a small town with her mum and her cat. She hugged them one by one and said, "I'm sorry, it's just that I grew up. Who knew? It's time for some fun without you." And the girl went to live with a friend in the city. The friendship came to an end, such a pity. She walked for miles, nowhere to stay. She fell asleep under a bridge. What would her mother say? That night she dreamed 100 mice or so, it seemed. Left their garden shed and found her room and found her empty bed. They made a home, a lovely nest of memory foam. Who could ask for more? What's that scratching at the door? It was the cat scratching. She mewed, "I need your help, little mice. I've not come for food. It's not a trick, I'm not taking a mick. There's a global pandemic. The girl has flown the nest. Find that girl, that is your quest. No news of her since she left town. I've lost around. You've got to find her before lockdown." The mice set to work, no time to lose. They took her bed apart and kept the screws. And that cat, how he grinned. Oh, when the mattress and the frame came out the window. Then down the drain they did slide. And once outside, they hit their stride. And how he cheered, he did cheer. Oh, cause they rebuilt a bed from IKEA. Whoa, the mice pushed the bed to the road. And when a lorry bound for London slowed, they switched the lorry load. And off they go, the mice hid beneath the bedding. Straight down the M4 past Swindon and Reading. Hurry, hurry, that virus is spreading. London's where they're heading. And on the embankment it was gridlock. The mice opened the back doors. What they saw did shock. Lights and heaving bars and weaving bikes. They felt like mice on Mars. Everyone talking about COVID-19. So the mice pulled the bed off the lorry unseen. Down a muddy riverbank towards a bridge they slid. Underneath this bridge was where a young girl hid. Under Westminster Bridge in the mud she lay, fast asleep, dreaming of the day she would be rescued and everything would be okay. They put her in the bed, she didn't stir. That mattress, a memory foam, was shaped for her. The mice pulled the sleigh and that girl slept all the way. And she dreamed 100 mice or so it seemed. Took her home to mum and cat. How wonderful is that?
how distinctive, how unique the brilliant Liz Cotton with her song Mice on Mars. So now we've got Thordis in the studio, Juggy at home, and Liz joining us as well. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
So this...
Thanks for playing the song.
No, well, thank you for writing it. This is as I just said, really distinctive, very individual. What was the whole... Like, when did this idea leap into your mind?
It did take quite a long time to write. At the beginning of lockdown, I was trying to work out... I didn't really feel able, because I usually write... Well, attempt to write funny songs, and nothing was really very humorous around us. So I felt very uninspired, and just sort of sitting on the sidelines and watching, you know, all these amazing people in the NHS, you know, doing their amazing thing, and feeling very inadequate and full of admiration. And it just took a long. So I wanted to write. That's what I mean. So the song is about the mice rather than the girl. So it was actually 9 minutes long originally, and which was a little bit too... You would never have played it on the radio if it had played at 9 minutes. So somehow the story evolved. And it seems, it sort of worked.
So, the idea is it's a really lovely one to have this kind of allegory. Once you'd hit upon it, was it a little bit kind of all-consuming? Were you sort of just plotting and mulling it over?
Yeah, no, I spent every single moment sort of writing and rewriting and honing and scrapping verses and adding verses. And it was literally 9 minutes long, sort of originally. So, and then I saw something online. There was a theatre company that was doing an online scratch night where they wanted people to submit things that they'd written in lockdown. So I sent it to them. I wrote to them first of all saying I have this really long song, because they just wanted things between 3 and 5 minutes, and they said we'll send it to us anyway. And they said they liked it and they wanted to sort of air it, but I had to make it shorter. So I had to make it even shorter. But I had also been experimenting with a bit of because I play the classical guitar with different tunings. So that's sort of the melody was a bit of an experiment, really, because I used dadgad, which is a different kind of tuning from the normal classical guitar tuning.
Oh, wow.
But I think when you're writing about something, you know, I wanted it to sort of be political, but it's very hard to write, you know, so that's why an allegory seemed to work better, you know, to say something pointed.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as it started, I mean, Chucky could testify to this, that the really beautiful guitar playing started, and I had quite the strong reaction of like, yes, this is beautiful. So you grabbed us immediately with your playing. How long have you been perfecting your guitar skills?
I've actually been playing for a really long time, since I was 8, and I won't say how many years that is, but it is quite a long time. So I've been playing since I was 8, and I normally do write sort of vaguely sort of comic songs, a bit, you know, sort of Victoria Wood, Jake Thackeray like, and I went to Edinburgh with some songs last year. So it's a long time since I've actually written something actually serious.
Oh, Juggy, don't you love how she says, I went to Edinburgh Fringe with some songs last year?
Yeah, why are you playing it down, Liz? You debuted, you're 100% Cotton on there. So tell us all about that, because that sounds so exciting. And it is a big deal.
Well, I was just getting older and older. It was a huge deal. It was a massive deal, actually. And I was getting older and older, and I just had always, always wanted to have, you know, it was just a sort of a dream to do it. And I just got to the point of thinking, my gosh, if I really don't do it now, it's just going to be so too late. And so I had been writing, I had lots and lots of songs, and I thought, and it is a true story. So I sort of strung it together and made a sort of theatrical piece. And my best friend, Mary Jane, was the director. And you know, everyone was sort of, not everybody, but you know, when you speak to people that take up shows regularly, always say, oh my gosh, you're going to lose so much money. And so it was a huge gamble. So you have to rent a venue and an accommodation. But actually, we did really well on tickets. We had such a great time. It was really, really, really fun. Yeah.
Juggy,
imagine taking a show up and your best friend being the director and just being the two of you and and it going down well. It was really fun.
That does sound pretty epic. Like have you been up to Edinburgh during the Fringe Junkie? I've only ever been to one show, so I'm not saying that like I go to the Fringe all the time.
Do you know what? I haven't, but it's on the bucket list. And literally, I was gonna, you know, wanted to go this year, but you know, you know, otherwise engaged. But Liz, next time you have something there, I want to come. I want to come with you and your best friend, and we'll make a whole weekend of it. Right?
Okay, it's a deal.
It's kind of bamboozling, though, isn't it? The Fringe is like they're just people encouraging you to go to every show, and you feel a bit beset. It's wonderful, but it's frantic.
It is mad, isn't it? And some people sort of plan months and months ahead and do spreadsheets, and have got it all worked out as well. It's crazy. And what's really exciting is that there are lots of people just taking, lots of mainly young people taking just big risks. And that's really exciting, you know, with their own material and putting themselves out there. And it's a big adrenaline rush. It was great.
Don't you feel, Juggy, like we could just talk to Liz forever? Because we've got the song that she uploaded. We've got 100% Cotton, the Edinburgh Fringe show. And, of course, we've got all of the time in India as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness me. You know everything. You know everything now. There's nothing else to say.
Tell us about India. Like, how did that kind of inspire any? Did it inspire any creativity? Because you mentioned that you were in a band, but were you in a band in India?
I lived in Delhi for 11 years, I was in a play, and the guy that it was an original play, and there was a guy called AJ Arjun Sen who'd written some songs for it, and I told him at the end of the show that I also had written some songs, and he invited me up to Shillong, where they do a festival, Bob Dylan Festival, to celebrate his birthday every year. And they're just awesome musicians, and they play up in Shillong. And I went along and played some Bob Dylan songs, and with the band, there was a band there. And then I just, as I was coming back home to Delhi, I just thought, oh my God, it'd be so fun to have a band. And so I went back to Delhi and put up some posters around and about and auditioned some gorgeous girls and formed a band. And we were called What She Like. Yeah.
Juggy, are you getting the feeling, Juggy, that that you're, if someone made you sit down and talk about snippets of your life, it wouldn't quite do the same justice as Liz has?
Definitely not. Liz, you just, you know, you trumped
you
us both, like literally.
I've
done a lot. It's nice.
I'm going to stop now. Okay, I won't do anything else now. Just stop.
Yeah, just sit back. You must have a real sense of adventure, and you're pretty brave. There's a lot of bravery in there.
Standing on stage and singing slightly rude songs, that's a bit brave. But also, some people might say a bit mad.
I think all the best people probably are a little bit mad. And I'm not saying that with any personal experience whatsoever, Liz. where can people find, particularly, the wonderful animation that goes along with this?
I know. So I haven't told you the most important bit about it was that, sorry. That the theatre company, Actualize Theatre, who said, oh yeah, we really like this, we'd like it to be part of your scratch night. And they were marrying all the artists who kind of came forward with somebody else. So if you were a writer, they'd find you actors. And if you were an actor, they'd find you a writer, etc. And so we both said, oh, it would be lovely to have some animations to the song. And they suggested, Elise and Alex suggested their friend Sasha Butler and said, this is our friend and she does these beautiful drawings, what do you think? And they were just so lovely and delicate and these lovely line drawings, and so we got in contact and she just said, oh yeah, I'd love to do it, and that was it. And she, I mean, aren't they gorgeous?
So
beautiful, beautiful drawings. Yes.
So basically, if you put Mice on Mars, Liz Cotton into YouTube in that order, or Liz Cotton, Mice on Mars, they'll probably be able to find the video.
They might do, or they might find something else by another Liz Cotton called Mice on Mars, but they might find mine. Yes.
So everyone should do that. Go enjoy the animation and the song. It's been really wonderful to catch up with you, Liz. I think we should do more with you because you're fascinating.
Okay, cool. Well, have a lovely evening, and thanks very much. So thank you so much for playing the song. It's really lovely. Thanks.
No, it's cool. Definitely our pleasure, isn't it, Juggy?
Yeah, thank you, Liz. And please do keep uploading, because we want to hear more from you, definitely.
Well, it's a great idea to, you know, get people to be able to sort of send all the mad stuff they've been doing in lockdown. It's a great idea.
Well,
I'm going to take credit for it. It's not my idea upload, but, you know, I'm going to take credit for it. Why not?
Well done.
We have Juggy to thank.
Thanks, Juggy.
Round of applause for Juggy and also for you, Liz. Thank you very much for coming on and entertaining us this evening.
No worries. Have a lovely evening.
You too. Enjoy the sunshine. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.